Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
7 days a week, only on the Intune Show with your hottest host, Miss P, and the Intune family. Every day, we're serving you hot interviews and keeping you updated on the hottest news. You can always dial in live at 818-495-6975. Here at the Intune Show, we love to cater to our listeners. Don't miss out. Get in tune.
Hey, babies, it's your girl, Miss P, and you are now tuned in. I am super, super hyped because, you know, everybody is hype. So, you know, when people get hype, it kind of gets you hype too. So I'm all for our next guest that's in tune with us right now as we speak, and I'm terribly excited to get to know more about him because, you know, if it wasn't for our, you know, our team member, which I'm going to give a shout out to Miss Olivia, she put me in tune to him. So thank you, Olivia, for putting me in tune to Corey Sims. I'm not going to talk you guys' heads off like I usually do. I'm just going to bring him on and let him talk our heads off and sing to us as well. So without further ado, let's bring on Mr. Corey Sims. How you doing tonight?
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, yay! I'm so excited that you took the time to get in tune with us tonight. So thank you, thank you, thank you for, you know, sharing your awesomeness with us tonight.
Appreciate you allowing me to be on the show. I'm excited. I'm blessed. I'm ready to sing to y'all and talk to y'all. Let y'all know
Yay.
What I got going on.
Exactly. So before we get into the singing part, because, see, I don't want you to get me all hot and bothered so early in the show. I mean, we just started. You know, and then I'm not going to be able to finish the interview. So I'd rather, you know, put that down a little bit and, you know, let's jump into some questions and then you can just serenade us all the way to your house.
No problem.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit, for, you know, about who is Corey Sims for our listeners who's just getting in tune with you for the first time, your style, your music, your name. How would you describe yourself?
I would describe my music as very kind of popish. I have a pop R&B type of style, kind of retro, very alternative. Corey Sims is a person that really likes to do everything. I enjoy all types of music. I don't like to kind of make myself seem like, you know, I can only do R&B, I can only do rap. That's why I make sure, you know, I do every type of music you can possibly think of. That's why the label picked the first thing for me to go out with, which would be a pop song, which is free, and I hope y'all liked it. But Corey Sims is somebody who just loves to be free and has a free spirit, and I just love to do everything.
Absolutely. So let's go back a little bit, like back to, you know, where you originated from, like Nebraska. What are you doing all the way out there? Were you like an Army brat?
Yes, ma'am, I was. I asked myself that all the time, what was I doing out there? There's nothing out there but trees and sticks. No way. I'm an Army brat. My father was in the military. I was born there, but I was raised in Atlanta. That's where I really started my singing career. That's where I got kind of found. I started really professionally singing when I was 15 by Shawty Lowe. Those are the first people, I should say, industry-wise, that really gave me my first push, my first chance to really be in this game. And those are the first people that I actually recorded songs with celebrity-wise. So I'm going to give a shout-out to Shawty Lowe. What's up? Big up to you, man. I heard about your new deal. What's going on? But, yeah, that's what's going on with me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So as time progressed, you know, you said, was it 15? You started really getting serious, or was it 17? I'm sorry.
No, I started professionally really singing at 15. I started singing at 6. But as far as, like, you know, really doing professional stuff, I would say it would be at the age of 15.
So when did you come to that plateau where you were like, you know what? Because it's not only you know, you sing and songwrite, you also model and do a whole bunch of other things as well. So when did you get to that point where you were just like, you know what, this is what I want to do and this is how I'm going to go forward? Did your family encourage you?
I think I really encouraged myself. At the age of 6, that's when I really knew I wanted to sing. I have to honestly say Usher was the person that I looked up to. I think I remember hearing his song, I believe it's called Nice and Slow. Once I heard that, it was over with. I was dancing all over my house, singing, didn't know what I was saying, but I just knew I was singing, and that's when I knew I really wanted to do this whole industry thing. So
absolutely.
That's,
absolutely.
You know, that's when it really popped off.
Okay, that's awesome. So you started recording with major groups, as you just stated, you know, like D4L, and, you know, you did that, have the hits single Laffy Taffy, and you had the opportunity to, you know, work with a lot of amazing people and even, you know, open up and be on stage with a few people like Fantasia and Day 26 and things. How was that experience for you?
Yes. Say it again.
How was that experience for you, just immersing into
great.
Your career? Mm-hmm.
It's great. It was a blessing because at that time I wasn't signed. So all of that was really building myself up to be where I'm at right now. I enjoyed it. I loved it. I don't even really remember how I actually got to that point. But I did, and I soaked it up, and, you know, as I got older, I got better at my craft and singing and dancing, and I eventually got discovered by Sky's the Limit, which you got my deal with Capitol Records, and it's been history ever since then. But, yes, it's really been a long journey and a blessing. I'm excited to really give y'all what I got coming for y'all for 2013.
Absolutely. So, Corey, with all of the amazing things that you do, you know, outside of singing is modeling and stuff like that. So which one holds the most precedent over the other?
I have to say singing.
Mm-hmm.
Singing is my joy. That's my love. That's my heart. I have to say singing. I love to model. I love to act. I love to do all of it, songwrite. But singing would have to be my most enjoyable thing because I love to sing to the ladies and I love to perform and really just entertain. You know, that's what we get paid to do. You know, I don't want them to pay to come see me and they're not getting entertained, so that's what I love to do. I love to entertain.
Right. So what is, I'm sorry, go ahead, baby.
No, I was saying, so singing would be number one, that's all.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, you do have like a unique flow, and, you know, playing your track earlier, I was just like in my office like, yay, you know, like, yeah, this is catchy, you know, because you're giving, like, to
yeah.
me, like a combination platter.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I definitely enjoy that track. You know, it has a diversity to it, and I think that that's what we need out right now. So I definitely think you're on the right track. So big ups to you for that. So when you perform, do you worry about the reception of people?
Honestly, I don't. As I got older, or should I say when I first began singing, I was very timid and very kind of, you know, scared about what I would do on stage. I'm just like, really, you know what, just leave it all on the stage and do what you're supposed to do. And, you know, I leave it right there. I'm not nervous, and I really worry about what people are going to say because, you know, people are going to talk regardless. So I leave
Amen.
It up to God, and I love to do.
Absolutely. So I was looking, you know, at some of your pictures, and I like your style. So do you, like, you're welcome. Did you come up with this by yourself? I mean, I know you had a part to do with it because this is your image, but do you have someone who dresses you? Because I'm always jealous of, you know, people with personal shoppers.
Well, I actually do. As far as my hair, I had to bring that on my brother. Me and my brother did this whole thing with the whole hair color. I just love hair color. I love doing different things with my hair. But as far as my style, I have to give that up to my management and Jakeem, my PR. They probably got me 3, 4, 5 different stylists who always have me, me and you, looking clean. So I have to blame it on the stylist. But as far as my hair, that's all me.
Oh. Like, I'll take the hair. The hair is all me, Miss P, but, you know, I have 5 different styles. I mean, what woman out there that's listening in right now would not kill to have 5 different stylists, like, dressing them right now? I would love to know. Dial in 818-495-6975 because I'm just so curious about that whole process. I can't even imagine having 5 stylists, Corey. Come on.
Oh, I'm
jealous.
Y'all make sure y'all call in. I want to speak to y'all, too. Yes.
Exactly. The chat room is, there's people in the chat room and definitely on the line. So don't think that this is just like a blank interview. People are actually tuned in. Now, you know, there's a lot of people that was, like, looking forward to this and probably terribly nervous right now. But, ladies, as you see, he's a little cuddly-wuddly, so you could definitely call in and talk to Corey. Don't be shy. Don't.
Yes, indeed.
You know?
Do not be shy.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is one of the songs? You know, I know this is, like, something repetitive and you hear this all the time, but I'm always curious as well. Like, which one of your songs have the most meaning to you?
I have to say Free. I know I have an R&B song that the ladies like, which is Starting Something, but I pretty much wrote most of Free, and that that record, which is named Free and Speak for Itself, I felt very free writing it, and it didn't take me, you know, too long to write it. And I have a lot of feeling with that song. And it's a very big song for us. As far as the label, it's very big. We got a very big vision for it. So I think Free probably means the most to me, besides one other track we haven't really released yet.
Okay, absolutely. And is it Free, like, one of your choices because of just the tempo or just the significance of the word of just being free?
I couldn't hear you. Say that one more time, please.
Uh-huh. Is Free, like, your favorite one because of the tempo, the beat, or is it just because of the word free, just being free, being Corey, doing what Corey loves to do?
It's actually all of the above. If you really get to know me and my friends know me, I'm very uppity, hyper. I'm always, you know, talking and getting into something, and I love to dance. And I really didn't really want to come out with a slow song, being, you know, a new artist. I wanted to give something to the fans and to everybody out there, you know, that they can dance to, you know, if all races, all genders, you know, I feel like Free, everyone can really relate to that song. And, you know, no matter the occasion, they can dance to it and, you know, feel free. That's how I felt when I wrote it. That's how I feel when I listen to it. So, yeah, it's all of the above.
Absolutely. So what are some of the perks of, you know, being in the entertainment world?
The perks are the fans, the love from the fans, the tweets from the fans, when you meet the fans, their faces, being able to perform in front of them and have meet and greets and really getting to school them on the whole industry, because, you know, nowadays everyone wants to be a rapper and a singer. To talk to certain kids and let them know, you know, if you want to be this, you have to work hard. I've been doing this for a very, very long time. It didn't happen overnight. And, you know, even though me being a new signed artist, I'm still working on bigger and better things to benefit me and my team. So that's the benefit of it all, really being able to show people how to get yourself in this game and to give back to the community. That's something that I love to do, is give back to my community. So the fact that I'm signed and I have something behind me that's able to push me, I use that to my, you know, to my benefit, to help other people.
You know what? Give me a hug right now. Right now. I'm serious. I mean, that is so awesome. I mean, really, who really thinks about that? I mean, just starting out, per se, and just getting signed and everything like that, that's huge. And most people are just kind of focused on what's the next move for them, but not really reflecting on the things or people around them that was there before all of this happened. So, yeah, definitely want to, like, just hug you and don't let go, because that's really, really awesome of you.
I can never really think like that, because I know who got me here, which is God and my team. They got my back to the fullest. I got their back to the fullest. And I don't want to be one of those artists that seems like it's all about them and all I want to do is help myself and make money, because that's not the issue. I want to be happy and have my fans and everyone else be happy. So that's just how I am.
Absolutely. So I have a question for you. Snazzy,
yes,
dresser,
ma'am.
With five different stylists. Ladies, again, five different stylists. Miss P is, like, ultra, ultra jealous. Okay, let me just say that. And, you know, you get, and you're cute too, you know, to boot. So I know you get a lot of attention from, you know, your supporters and things of that nature. But do you ever get tired of all the attention?
No. My whole thing is, if you get tired of the attention, then you're in the wrong business.
Mm.
Wrong business.
Absolutely.
So I love the attention. I love it. I soak it all up. I'll be, you know, I try my best to stay humble, but I love the attention.
Yeah, so what is, like, the craziest thing one of your supporters have done that had you, like, really, though?
I should say that I probably shouldn't have gave my number out to someone. And I get back-to-back phone calls from a certain person in the past. So I think it was kind of like a little stalkerish little thing going on, but, you know, that was my fault. I'd probably say that was probably the craziest thing that's ever happened.
A little stalkerish? I mean, come on. Come on. What was it, like every 2 seconds?
I ain't going to say all of that.
You
know?
Oh, my God. You don't have to get into detail. Yeah. Like, knock it off. Knock it off. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. Moving right along, you know, some people need to be told live, knock it off. So, Corey, what is, like, your ultimate goal and, you know, something else that you want to do? Because you act, you model, you songwrite, you sing. I mean, are there any other things that you want to venture into?
My ultimate goal is, with my whole career, I want to be successful in everything I do. I want to make enough money where I can take care of my family and open up a business and maybe even open up another record label where I'm able to help other artists out there that have a lot of talent. They just can't get heard. And I really think that's it. I really want to get to where to the point that I'm able to take care of my family and everyone's happy. You know, if everyone ain't happy, I'm not happy. So I would say that's my ultimate goal. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like the cutest little thing right now. Seriously. For real. So I was checking you out on, you know, YouTube. I was looking at your videos and things of that nature. And you have one there with Anthony Q, which I interviewed him. Also, that's your brother? Like in real life,
that's
or your brother like my brother?
No, that's my brother. That's my brother / label mate. Shout out to Anthony Q. Much love to you, bro.
Yes, Anthony Q, you know, and I had him on the show, too, and he's real humble and awesome, full of, you know, awesomeness as well. But the song that you guys did together, you know, I was just sitting there, like, really rewinding. Two amazing voices together. So are you guys working on something that you can put out for us to listen to?
We actually are. We already started recording the song. It's halfway done. And when he gets back in town, we're going to do a couple more tracks before he gets into his album. But we definitely have something ready for y'all. We actually have a tour that we're going on. It'll be me, Q, and Nicole Rice. We're going on a Black College tour. So all the colleges that want to hear me, Q, come to y'all and sing to y'all and have a meet and greet, be sure to hit us up on Twitter and get my PR up so we can make that happen. But, yes, we do have a lot in store for y'all because we do plan on doing that.
Absolutely. So we have a caller on the line, Corey, so I'm going to break the monotony a little bit, and we're going to take a call, and we're going to see what the caller has to say. Is that cool with you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so 240, you're on the line with Corey and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss P. How you doing, girl? This is Miss Olivia here.
Hey, you. Now, Corey, I have to take the time to give her another shout-out, because had it not been for Miss Olivia, I would have been none the wiser to your awesomeness.
Hey, Miss Olivia, how you doing?
Hey, hon, how you doing? I'm a little bit under the weather, but I said, you know what, I had to call in and, you know, give my boy a call because, you know, I love Q, and you guys together are like a force of nature. Y'all just, I love you guys. Like, I'm here. Oh, you're so welcome. I'm here getting gas, but I was like, you know what? I'm still going to call you. I'm getting gas.
I'm here getting gas. I'm gassing up my car, but I'm talking to Corey, so is that the same time? So do you have a question for Corey, Miss Olivia?
You actually asked him my question, actually, about the are you guys doing anything together? So
yes, we certainly are doing a couple songs, and we're going to do the Black College Tour together. And once again, I actually want to say thank you. She told me that you actually told her about me. I appreciate that. Much love to you.
You're so welcome. I'm just going to keep supporting because I really, you know, believe in young people out there, you know, doing their thing, not letting anyone tell them that they can't do something. All you need is a dream and guidance and just, you know, just keep doing what you're doing.
I'm here doing what I'm doing,
being an average college student.
Well, make sure we
really,
get you a copy.
Huh?
I said, will you make sure we get you a copy?
Unfortunately, you guys are not coming to my college. We normally have been on there every year, but this year you guys are not on. They are not. They don't have my school on there, and I'm highly upset. But I am trying to get Q to come to my school. I believe Kia was, I don't know, she didn't get back to me. I don't know what's going on with that. She was trying to get him for homecoming, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, well,
but
we have to do something special.
Yeah,
we
definitely.
We come to your city and perform just for you.
Definitely. And we're going to keep our fingers crossed on that, Miss Olivia, and hopefully everything will fall into place. So I just want to thank you so much again for introducing me to Mr. Corey Sims and keeping us in tune like you do. I have to take another call. So thank you, Olivia.
You're welcome. I see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Yay. So shout out to Miss Olivia. We're going to get you guys in that school. You know, hopefully all of that works out. So the next caller is 402. You're on the line with Corey and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hello?
Hello, you on the air. How you doing tonight?
Hi, fine. This is a voice from the sticks of Omaha that love you very much, Corey Sims.
Hey, Granny, how you doing?
Hi, fine. Grandma. Yay, this
Hi.
Is exciting.
I just called.
I see you called in. Thank you for calling in, Granny.
Yeah, I just called to give you my support and love.
Thank you. I love you so much.
From Omaha, Nebraska. How about that?
I know, right? I don't. It gets no better on this show. You know that? It really doesn't. So I just
Omaha.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Uh huh.
Aw, that is so sweet. Everybody's like in the chat room, like. And putting up hearts and all. Yay, Grandma. That's amazing. I can't
even
get my mother to go to lunch with me. What's happening here?
That's just love. Appreciate that love.
Exactly. I mean, I appreciate it. I want her to adopt me. The heck is happening on the Intune show? For real. So we have another caller on the line. 917, you on the line with Corey and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Drea, and I was listening to Cordero. He's like my best friend, and I just wanted to say I support you and everything.
Hey, Drea,
yay.
How you doing?
Good.
Thank you
for
calling in.
Class, so I just wanted to tell you that I was listening.
Okay. Have a good day at your class.
Okay, bye. I love you.
Aww.
Bye, I love you.
That's so sweet. I mean, come on. You know, I need everyone who called in needs to be my family member, too. Seriously. I need to be, like, adopted into this whole ring of love. Seriously. Because it's just awesome. I love it, love it, love it. So, Corey, in your opinion, why is music so powerful?
Music is so powerful because everyone listens to it from every age. Toddlers on up to the old people, and I think that there's a message that we all as artists can give people as long as it's giving the right message, and that's why I believe music is so powerful, because no matter your mood, no matter if you're mad, happy, or sad, some people listen to music as their, you know, their getaway to make them feel better, to, you know, get them up in the day, whether it's church music, R&B, or rap. So I think music is just a very very big tool as far as the world, because everyone listens to it, no matter what. No matter what country, no matter what race, everyone listens to music. So I think it's very important. And that's why I also think that you should take it. If you're fine and you're an artist, that's something that you should take very serious in the message that you give to people, because kids are listening to, you know, what you're singing, and that's very important to me.
Absolutely. So, Corey, When did all of this happen for you where you just, you know, just became so amazing? I'm just kidding. You know, you've been amazing. You've been amazing. So how do you manage to, you know, maintain and be grounded with all of the exciting things that are, like, happening for you right now in this moment?
God, one, I pray every day. I read the Bible every day. My family, my grandma. My team, sky's the limit. Really, you know, those three major things was really keeping me humble and grounded, and they really coached me throughout the day, throughout every day when I, you know, take more steps deeper into this industry. They remind me of what goes on, what to do and what not to do, and they just tell me to make sure you stay humble and always keep your eyes open and never take this life for granted, because it can always be snatched away. And that's what I always keep in the back of my mind, that this is a chance of a lifetime that a lot of people want. So that's how I look at it.
Mhm. Absolutely. So do you have, like, a ritual before you perform and go on stage and things of that nature that you like to do, or are you just one of those people that's just like, oh, it's game time, let's go, and you just jump right in?
You know what? I'm one of those people, like, it's game time, let's jump right in. I'm going to jump right in.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would probably have needed, like, 12 drinks, Corey, every performance. Every freaking performance.
I might get too loose on stage if I drink. Might start
exactly.
Singing the wrong notes.
So we have another caller on the line. 678, you're on the air with Corey and Miss P. How are you doing tonight?
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Corey, I like follow you like on, you know, YouTube and stuff, and I always like listen to you, and I just wanted to know what your Twitter was.
What my Twitter was?
Yeah.
It's at IAM Corey Sims. That's IAM CoriSims.
Okay, so if I follow you, you're going to follow me back?
Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 She like she was going to explode, Corey. Sheesh. She was all giggly. You could tell that her grin was like the Kool-Aid commercial, real quick. That's all I have to say about that. But it's cute, though. It's cute. So, Corey, what is your view on music today?
What you mean exactly?
Like, in reference to, like, you know, hip-hop and R&B and, you know, the diversity and the not-so-diverse lyrics that's on the line today, like on the radio, I should say.
As far as rap, I don't listen to too much rap. As far as the R&B and pop field, it's out there. It's a lot of good artists as far as Miguel, Chris Brown, Omarion, and I'm just really trying to get in where I fit in. I'm not trying to take no one's position. I'm just trying to eat like everybody else, play good music, and really put a smile on the lady's face so I can sing to y'all. My outfit
yes.
on it all is, I really think they missing the artist named Corey Sims, so hopefully I'll fill that little slot right there.
Absolutely. So speaking of singing, you know, I think I waited long enough, and I think that, you know, we answered enough calls and, you know, not really enough. If anyone else want to call in, please do so, 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Corey. However, I think I'm ready for you to sing.
All righty then, you ready?
Yes, waiting patiently.
Girl, wouldn't you say yes if I were to ask you just for one last thing? Or would you turn me down? Oh no, drop it to the floor. I'ma give it to you till I can't no more. I'ma make you feel good, better than before. You ain't gotta tell, baby, let's put on a show. Let's put on a show, girl.
Wow. Let's put
Hope
on a show. I did. I don't care what anybody else enjoyed. Like, I'm in tune to that right now, right here, forever. So that was so good. Let's put on a show. I love it. Anything that has anything to do with that, I'm into it. At all times. I just want to say that. Now, moving right along. Corey, what do you do on your downtime? I mean, music, acting, modeling, singing your heart out. Sheesh. What do you do on your downtime?
On my downtime, I'm singing 24/7. I like to chill with my family and go do our little family outings. I love to skate. I'm actually in a new TV show, and I'm actually one of the actors that are skating in there. I do my thing when it comes to the skating. I love to skate, and I love to play soccer. That's my favorite sport. So in my downtime, if I'm not singing, playing soccer, skating, that's it. Pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. And being that you do so much, you know, I mean, I know for me, when I get overwhelmed, it's like, oh, my goodness, I don't want to do nothing. And then, you know, I just become this drama queen, which I am literally anyway. But what do you do to motivate yourself to stay motivated?
Really prayer. I really do think that my prayer really helps me out. Even when, you know, I'm feeling in and out, I pray. I pray and I work out. That's what really, 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 really helps me. When I pray and I work out, everything else just doesn't even matter.
Absolutely. So I have, like, three questions that I was texted to ask you, so I'm going to ask those three questions. And
okay.
If I may, because I'll need your permission first.
Ask away.
Okay, so the first question would be, like, do you have any annoying habits?
As far as myself?
Yeah, yes, as far as you, do Corey have any annoying habits?
I think I'm too hyper sometimes.
Okay.
I have, you know, I think I have ADHD or something because I can't stay still. And I hate that about myself. So I think that's probably the most annoying thing about myself.
Okay. So the next question is, what's one thing in life that you cannot live without?
I cannot live without candy. I cannot live without gummy bears.
Okay. And I love Twizzlers. I'm an addict.
Yeah.
I'm a Twizzler addict. Are you a gummy bear addict, Corey?
I'm fiending over the gummy bears. I'm about to give me some after.
Exactly. We have some more callers on the line, so let's take some calls. 717, you are on the line with Corey and Ms. P. How you doing tonight?
How you doing?
Good. And yourself?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
What's up with you, Corey?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I wanted to call in and tell you you did a good job singing.
Thank you, thank you.
And you're also a beauty. I just looked at your picture and listened to your music, and that's a real compliment because I'm gay.
hold on, say that again. I can't hear you.
I said I called in to let you know that you did a good job singing, and I was listening. I just checked out your single, and I looked at your picture, and you're a cutie, and I said that's a true compliment because I'm gay.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
No, but I had a real question for you, too. How did you get your foot in the door? How did you get into the industry? How did you get your break?
How did I get my break? You know what? I got my break from my producers, the A-Team. Shout out to the A-Team. I had a couple of managers. And at the time, I just felt like the managers that I had just really either didn't have the connection or they weren't doing what they were supposed to do. So my producers at the time, they were like, you know what, I feel like you got the total package. You just don't have the right manager that's going to get you where you need to get you to. So they introduced me to a manager called Travis Looney, and who is now my manager under Sky's the Limit. And he's the one who really got me where I am. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be signed to Capitol. I wouldn't be doing half the stuff that I do because he made it possible. Because a lot of people forget about this industry. You can have the look, you can have the voice, but it's also about who you know. If you don't know somebody that knows somebody that gets you in the industry, you're not going to make
exactly.
it once you're in the industry. It's a small circle. And when I tell you that circle small, it's small, and they don't want too many people in it. So thank God for Travis Looney. He's the one who really got me there.
Okay. You said Travis Roomy?
Travis Looney.
All right, well, thank you. All right, Ms. P, you can have your show back now.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
Yeah, so that was, like, awesome, in my opinion, you know, to call in people in the chat room. They said they loved it. They are putting little icons that's rolling back and forth laughing. They are just like, yeah, that, like, you know, you have to love the real, you know, part of it all. You know, like, hey, I'm gay, but you're cute. You know, I love it, love it, love it. Right. So, I loved it. So, 770, you're on the line with Corey and Ms. P. How you doing tonight? 770, yes, hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call and congratulate your artist. I listened to his music, and he sounded real good. I just wanted to tell him congratulations and shout out to him and let him know that his mom was listening.
Aw. Hey,
mom.
Yeah, mom. Like, I was wondering when you were going to recognize my voice. I'm like, okay, he doesn't recognize his mom. Hey, I was listening. You sound real good.
I can't be crying on the internet. Hey, mama.
You sound real good. You sound real good. You don't forget to tell people that you really started like when you were 15 and 16, back in the days with, what's that? You know, I never can remember your first producer's name. But you've been doing this for a long time.
Demetrius,
right. Don't forget to shout out to Demetrius. You know, he didn't bring you where you – he was never able to get you where you wanted to go, but he helped open doors for you, and he helped teach you the industry. So, you know, don't forget about him. But you're doing real good. Just wanted to call and let you know that I was listening, that I got your back, and I love you.
Thank you.
I love you. Take care.
You too, and thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, no problem. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. I just like I said, today after the show we're gonna draw up the adoption papers and this is all happening. So mom, I know you're still on the line, so understand what's about to happen when you see those papers come in the mail. I'm family now.
Oh,
that's
man.
All I have to say about that. So Corey, what do you know, the supporters have to look forward to in your upcoming projects?
Like I said earlier, me and Q and Nicole Rice, we have a Black College tour that we're doing, I think 2013. My album comes out late 2013. I'm in an independent movie with me, Q, and Zach Coley. My single is on iTunes and Amazon, which is called Free. And really just follow my Twitter. My Twitter is at IAM Corey Sims. That's Corey with an I. And really follow up, you know, on my movement and my updates, because I'll update everything on my Twitter. And pretty much the tour that we got going on that we're working so hard to really get into is what I really have coming up next, and that's what I'm really looking forward to. So that's what I want everybody to, you know, really look up and, you know, make sure that they pay attention to that. And if you want us in your college, just hit me up or hit my management up, and we'll get that done.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, Corey, I just want to ask you one major question, because I think that every person that I have on the show can get us all in tune to something inspiring or something to, you know, pay attention to as a focal point. So what's something that you would convey to someone who's trying to get into the industry, you know, in terms of what to look out for, what to pay attention to, and what not to expect?
As far as what to pay attention to and what not to expect, don't pay attention to none of that, because a lot of people aren't going to want to see you shine, especially in this industry. A lot of people hate. They don't want to see, you know, another artist make it before they do. So my advice to any artist out there would be never to give up. I've had my issues, even with the family and, you know, everything, as far as me always wanting to sing. They're like, you know, you need to get a job. Can't be sitting around the house thinking you're going to sing and da-da-da this and da-da-da that. But I never gave up. And if it's your true calling and you believe in God and it's your real true calling, it's going to happen. So my advice would be never give up. Never let nobody tell you you can't do it, and stay on your grind, because that's exactly what I did. And people trying to really get to where I'm at, keep doing shows, create your buzz, make your videos. I'm still doing YouTube videos. I'll be doing them next week. So just really stay on your grind, keep God first, and everything that's supposed to happen will happen.
Absolutely, and I think that was just some real genuine awesomeness. And I just want to tell you, Corey, that I had fun. You know, I laughed my butt off a few times tonight, and I really enjoyed, I enjoyed, you know, the realness that you put out there. I enjoyed how you were very straight up and open and, you know, receptive to the callers and, you know, to me, of course. And, you know, shout out to Granny, you call her Granny, and Mom and your best friend, and all the callers that tuned in to check in on Corey Sims. But as I go, there's another caller on the line, so we're going to take it really, really quick.
Okay.
Carla, 770, you on the line with Corey and Miss P?
Hello,
caller?
Hello?
Is that me?
Yes, that's
me,
my love. Yes, you're
Hi.
The caller.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Okay, this is number one fan. Hey.
Uh-oh.
Hey. And who would the number one fan be?
Hey,
his
auntie.
Auntie.
Aww.
Okay, how funny, because I was trying to listen to y'all. That's how come, go get the other phone that you can hear. I was trying to listen. That's how come I couldn't hear you guys when I was trying to figure out if I was a caller. Anyway, I was just calling to say congratulations.
Thank you. I love y'all. Shout out to my family, Craig, Carla, Cynthia, Carmen, everybody out there. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all calling in.
Okay. So where are you?
I am in Atlanta right now.
Where
you
where?
I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Well, because this is like an 818 radio, and I'm like, where am I? Where is this at?
Well, you're actually dialing into New York, so we're based in New York, but he's in Atlanta.
Oh, okay, good, good.
Yeah,
well,
that's the awesomeness of it all.
I know, good. So how can I, like, listen, you know, is there, what's
yeah,
the radio
the
station?
You can Google it. It's called The Intune Show. The link will be tweeted to Corey, and he can share it. But you can also just Google The Intune Show with Corey Sims, and it will be on demand at your leisure. You can listen in anytime you want to.
Okay. We'll do, and we'll support in the future. Okay,
oh,
Nephi, I just
so
want
much.
To say congratulations. As you know, I'm always there, whatever you have. Going to stand by
mm-hmm.
you to the end.
Aww. Thank you.
Hey, Omaha, Nebraska.
I
want to
get adopted. I'm serious. This is it.
Oh, you want to get adopted? You don't
exactly.
want to be in this crazy family.
Thank you so much, Auntie, for calling in.
Okay. Thanks.
Have
bye,
a good
y'all.
Night. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Yeah. So your family is absolutely amazing. I love them all, period.
Thank
I love
you.
Them all. You're welcome. And now I see why you're so amazing, because you're, you know, it's just the apple don't fall too far from the tree. So, again, Corey, tell our listeners that are all tuned in, and, I mean, when I say the lines are lit up, they're literally lit up. So, you know, you brought the heat with you, Corey. You brought the heat with you. Just let everybody know who's just logging in for the first time trying to catch the interview where they can find you to stay in tuned.
Well, everyone that just logged in, this is Corey Sims reporting live from Atlanta, Georgia, Capitol Records' newest pop R&B artist. You can Google me, Corey Sims. You can find my music on YouTube, Cordero TV One, and follow me on Twitter at @IAMCoriSims. That's @IamCoreySims. Give a shout-out to God, Sky's the Limit, Capitol, Travis, Carla, Carmen, Indigo, Jamie, Kelton, I love all of y'all. I love my fans. I love my supporters. I appreciate everything y'all been doing and rocking with me. And just continue to rock with me. Tell a friend to tell a friend about me. And shout out to my bro Q. We're going to take over 2013.
Yay. I'm looking forward to that. I'm definitely looking forward to that. So, Corey, thank you again for being amazing and bringing that energy to the Intune Show. And when your future project launches in 2013, we have to have you back on for a follow-up. So keep me in tuned.
Yes, indeed. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you so much, Corey. Have a good night.
Bye. You too.
Yay, guys. So that was Corey. Yay, yay, yay. His whole family is amazing. I had a good time. You know I'm silly for all those who always tune into the show, so I always make fun of every situation. Shout out to, again, Olivia, Miss Olivia, I should say, for putting me in tune with Corey, because now I'm going to be something in his family. I don't know what yet, but I'll decide and I'll send him a little tweet about it. So for all those who are just logging into the Intune Show, and if it's your first time, I just want to say welcome. Show is over, but you can catch this interview on demand as well as all my other interviews. You can go to www.theintuneshow.com to stay in tune. You can also follow us on Twitter at The Intune Show. Find us on Facebook. We're everywhere. Just Google us. Shout out to everybody who tuned in tonight. It's nothing but love and hugs, baby. Until tomorrow night, you guys stay in tune. Have a good night.
I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let this go begin. Light skin, diva name, Miss P. Shout it, keep it off the meter, just as fly as she can be. Hailing from the NYC. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. Why to take